Cafe Anyway. Hello, it's Mike. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Hello, I'm Mike Matthews. I'm Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
In the land of Ameritopica. Okay, I did a little searching for other podcasts and what the competition might be and what might try to ask for your attention. And then I found in my, did I mention that my name is Mike Matthews and this is Mike's Daily Podcast and it's my invention that I created. It's my creation.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Is it real? It's my creation. I should have known. It's weird science.
Mike's.
That's right.
Daily.
It's
Podcast.
Boingo Boingo World.
Yeah!
It's Mike Matthews. It's here. It's now. It's not fast food. It's interesting food for your brain. But the fast food chains in California are now serving Sticker Shock! In the month of April, California raised the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour. Did you hear about that? Thank you, Gavin Newsom. A 25% increase. Yes, a 25% increase. You just got a 25% raise. What did I get? I got a raise. How much? 0.003%. Oh, yippee! No, 25%. Oh, we are the most spoiled state. Wow. A 25% increase from the state's broader $16 minimum wage. So already, I know that outdoes a lot of other states in this great country. $16 for minimum wage. They got to pay you at least that. Restaurants have said menu prices would rise, and now they doing it. California restaurants already had some of the highest fast food prices to get you fat in the country. This is why people don't go out in California.
And here's today's podcast picture.
We just, unless you're young, you got a lot of money, you got a great job, you're making you're working at a fast food restaurant, so you got a great job because you're making $20 an hour. The podcast picture is not of a fast food place. It's of the wonderful hill. I don't know what they call this hill, but it's in Pleasanton near Dublin in California. See it at mikesdailypodcast.com. I took that picture this week. It is just insane. I work in an industry in radio where pay is crap. We'll just put that out there, put it out front, because it's true. You can look it up. Television, they pay you well. Radio, not so much. The late, great Basil the Boxer would agree with me. That's just how it's always been. But wow, when we see something like that, it's like, who's going to do radio anymore? The whole thing, the whole joke. Well, you'd rather be flipping burgers. Yeah. $20 an hour. They just got a 25% increase, a 25% raise. McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Shake Shack, they've all raised menu prices. My friend, if you are eating there now, don't. On your way home, stop by the supermarket. Grab something, even if it's packaged, it's got something packaged with green things in it. They're called leaves. They're called lettuce. Get that. Get some cabbage. Get something in ya that ain't fast food, please. Deep fried, made by spoiled people that are making $20 an hour. Spoiled, rotten brats. Brat employees. It's brat food. Roughly 70 of the largest California fast food chains have increased. They had to.
Now that's legit.
They have increased prices by 10% overall because they were forced to do $20 minimum wage. Chipotle prices at its nearly 500 California restaurants climbed to 7%. Chick-fil-A, oh, I won't go there again. Used to be a great place to eat in the South when I lived there because we didn't have it out in California yet. I'm like, ooh, this is good. It's cheap. Nah, not anymore. a Chick-fil-A meal that usually costs $16 now costs $20. I ain't paying $20 at Chick-fil-A. Sorry, the chicken ain't that great. The people aren't that nice. And they don't have to work on Sunday. And they just got a 20% raise. Chick-fil-A's prices increased over 10% on average. Oh, and a Big Mac? I have not eaten a Big Mac in years. But if you, it's almost $6 now. It's at $5.39. Customer, I used to eat Big Macs constantly. I get that Big Mac valued meal just before work. All through my...
I can't believe... What the hell is this place anyway?
It's a cafe anyway. Oh, prices have gone up here too. Oh, wait, no, it's free. Everyone's eating for free. It's in the land of free. Dumb. Maritopica with all our topicas. Yes, see? That's how why all the people at Cafe Anyway are so happy. They're eating and they're enjoying some great conversation and listening to Mike. Actually, they're ignoring Mike because I'm doing a podcast and they're ignoring me. Much like all the other... So the other podcast that I found in this great big world, this great big planet, I'm looking at it going, who? What? How are these really popular? And they all have like 3,000 commercials at the very beginning. They load them up with a bunch of commercials. And then the hosts, as I roll far, far away from the microphone, they sound like they're, hi, welcome to the show today. We're going to talk about this and that. I'm interviewing Jason Bateman. We roll back. By the way, the floor here at Cafe Anyway is very rocky. Thus the sound of the chair and the name of my cat. Customers are starting to pull back on restaurant visits. Bravo. Bravo. And you know what else is causing people not to go to restaurants? Because they're taking those diet pills.
Anyway.
Cafe Anyway. They're taking the diet pills, the weight loss pills, the Ozempic and everything that tricks you into thinking you're not hungry. But as soon as you stop taking it, you gain the weight again. Magic. That's the magic for the bank accounts of the people that make Ozempic and all those other ones. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where are we bringing Mike's Daily Podcast? Somewhere in Podcastro Valley. Got some people hanging out here. We're having fun. It's almost some summertime. The weather's awesome. Loving it. Land of Maritopica. It's too cool for school, as the guy from RV or TV likes to say. I love that YouTube channel. Okay. So, people are pulling back on their restaurant visits, and others are looking to cut back. Some customers are shifting to independent sit-down restaurants and away from chains. Family-owned, mom-and-pop-owned. What a concept. That's always been the talk, even when fast food...
Good morning, Mr. Matthews.
Oh, thank you. Did you guys get your Egg McMuffins this morning? No, all these, it's always been a threat. Fast food places have always been a threat to the mom and pop places. And now we're seeing the revenge. They're getting revenge. Real quick, I'm not into sports, but NBA has agreed to framework deals with Amazon and ESPN. The Athletic is reporting that the National Basketball Association has agreed to the framework of media rights deals with both Amazon Prime Video and ESPN. NBA's previous 9-year deal was with ESPN, owned by Disney and TNT. It was worth a combined $26 billion total. So Prime Video. Amazon Prime still in the game, as it were, using that sports terminology. My lovely lady friend has Amazon Prime. We watch it all the time, except for when we're being entertained by the two cats that we have, Rocky and Patches, who decided to entertain us today with some shock and horror. Apparently, I have gophers. And apparently, they've killed one already, and they killed another one today. I don't know. I didn't see it. My lovely lady friend heard it. She heard it. The commotion.
You ready?
The killing. So cats, this is what they do. Now, does Mike have gophers anymore? No. And I know it was gophers because there's these little holes. But there's, sadly, empty holes now. No families inside because the cats, they're murderers. But that's why people get cats. I'm sure my neighbors are happy. Hey, thanks for killing the gophers, Mike. It wasn't me, it was the cats. Am I gonna now go to jail like those parents did that when their kid ended up being a murderer? By implication, because I didn't do a good job raising the cats. It's not me. It's their instinct. So I love RV or TV. I watch that entirely too much. I watched a YouTube video yesterday as well on cats. So I know all about why it is their instinct. They see something moving really fast out there. They gotta jump on it. They may not even eat it, but they've gotta kill it. It's crazy, cats. Well, YouTube has generated more than $8 billion in advertising sales to start the year. $8 billion. They are doing rather well. All that from Rob Black. I produce his podcast. You can catch him in the Bay Area on AM 1220 KDOW weekday mornings. He's also on Cron TV in the 9 o'clock hour Monday through Thursday mornings.
Oh, wow, that's wild.
Yes, and this is wild. This is wild. So Amazon getting the NBA sports thing, I think is what I was saying. Amazon says that 60% of packages are arriving in a day or less. They have put a hefty investment in speedy fulfillment. And I know this firsthand, my lovely lady friend, when we were getting ready for my cousin visiting from Germany, she found this really cool sponge to clean dishes with, and it looks like a gnome. It's the roaming gnome! And she had to get it. It came the same day it was here. It was like someone just, okay, you want it? Boop, 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 they walk over. There you go. Here it is. Ding dong, ding dong. All right. I guess there is also the people outside a cafe anyway. Look who's here. Hi, Mac. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How y'all doing?
It's a disgruntled fiddle player.
It's Bison Bentley's. Do you know that?
Hey, this is Bison Bentley. And Mike Matthews has a couple of stories that'll make you want to ask yourself, do you know that? Do you know that?
It is. It's... Look, disgruntled fiddle player, it's time for the segment, Do You Know Dat? This is inspired by Bison Bentley, because he says that all the time.
Yeah, he's a crazy guy. I never quite understood him, but that's okay. Everybody's different in this world. Everybody's strange. But I have taxpayer money, and I put my money in the taxes, into the taxpayer bank fund thing, and... I wonder why my tax dollars are going all the way over there across the country and the world over to the place called Ukraine.
Well, they're fighting Russia. Russia is aggressively trying to take them over.
Yeah, so what? How does that affect me?
Well, Russia is coming in and taking them over. So, you know, I thought we were helping the people. So it's interesting, this whole thing, because you've got the protests obviously happening on the campuses for the underdog. Somebody broke it down very interesting. A left-leaning person I heard on the radio. Yes, they still exist on the radio. If you go to NPR, they really exist.
Do you
exist.
Have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
She sounds like every reporter on NPR. But yeah, somebody, an older gentleman said, who's leaning to the left, said that the reason why you have a lot of people protesting on campuses is because... liberals are always for the underdog, for the downtrodden, and they want to help them, cheer them on, and support them with these protests. And you don't see anything, any of these protests involving anybody standing up for Ukraine. It's all for Palestine. Some would say Hamas. But it's interesting because you have that other thing, that other war happening where they're not getting nothing. They never had, nobody's ever staged a protest or a demonstration in support of them that I've seen. I have seen in Hayward about a year ago, there were a bunch of young kids that were saying, stand up for Ukraine, support Ukraine. And they had buckets and they were getting money from people.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
No, it's true. Of course, there would be no war in Ukraine if that guy had won. We all know that because he says it over and over again. But yeah, they were taking money. Who knows if the money went to Ukraine? They probably didn't. I called in. I dropped a dime on these kids because they were doing this at a stop sign, a stoplight. And all these cars have to stop at this light because of the way things are in Hayward. They've got this one street that goes one direction and a bunch of other streets merge into it and it turns into a huge mess and they're stuck. And of course, they have a captive audience, these kids. So they were trying to get as much money as they could. Well, I called the local police department, talked to a guy with the same name as me. And eventually, it took several weeks, but eventually the kids were gone. But here's a note to self. There was a sign right there that was there long before those kids ever showed up that said, no soliciting. So they weren't supposed to do that anyway. It was illegal anyway. Cafe anyway. But the thing is it's here. So I don't understand. It's not very clean, the protests for Palestine. Now, Bernie Sanders put it very well today. He said, look, just because you want to help the civilians that have nothing to do with Hamas in Palestine, that are the families that are hungry, that are dying, that are being bombed even though they're not doing anything, that's not being anti-Semitic. It is very well put. But then you've got these protests going on, and they are finding links to money coming from outside of the country to help with these protests. There are tents that are being given to the kids that are coming from some unknown source so that the kids can stay on the campuses and keep this going, keep this unrest going. Because it's making Biden look bad. In the end, it's going to mess with this whole thing. It may end up helping Trump get elected. Because now you've got all the support. And I'm trying to pour this down and make it all make sense into one helpful cup of insight. But it is possibly going to cause him to not get reelected. It feels a lot like 1968, where the Democrats were having a difficult time with Vietnam. They didn't want to, that, well, the war, some people say, got started by Kennedy. And then you had Johnson, who couldn't get us out of it. And then you had the Democrats that are trying to look strong and say, okay, we've got to finish, we got to win Vietnam. And the Republicans, of course, they didn't want to get out of Vietnam either. And then, meanwhile, there's all the protests going on the campuses saying, hey, we've got to stop Vietnam. Our soldiers are dying. What's this war for? This is a quagmire. What's happening? So it feels a little bit like that, only we're not fighting, thankfully, we're not fighting in this Israel-Hamas war. But people still feel sympathy for the people that are dying in Palestine. What I want to know is if Marjorie Taylor Greene has cashed her checks that she's getting from Putin yet. Because obviously she's doing everything she can to make sure that he wins that war in Ukraine and some of the other Republicans as well. Cash those checks soon, Marjorie. Anyway, Cafe, anyway, there's one other person here.
Hi, Matt.
I don't know who that was. Oh, it's you.
Yeah, I'm pouring you some more root beer. Because you were putting that glass of interesting insight. Now I'm pouring you some root beer here. I hope you like it. Boy, drink it, I'll cut you.
All right. Oh, thank you, Brewmaster. I needed that. after all that exposition. Woo! Okay. Oh, and this person here wanted to say something in honor of
Burgermaster.
People that live in Germany. Why did they say Burgermaster? I'm not sure. Okay, now everything's unraveled. Well, thank you so much for listening to this show. If you would like to chime in about anything that we covered today...
Anarchy! I don't even know what that means, but I love it!
That's right. A little bit of that's happening at the end of the show. So if you'd like to call in and make some sense out of all this anarchy, here's the number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things Mike's Daily Podcast, where to listen, well, you're obviously listening now, but all the other places and the podcast pictures and how to contact me and all that stuff, here is A-Frame. Oh, Nilly as well.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.